That it is, and we are talking about Karen Reed again this morning, because obviously more and more continues to pour out of that courtroom, more questions than answers every single day as we delve deeper and deeper into this. This time, the judge getting a little bit kind of sick of the redundancy in the case, a significant development in the case, as Judge Beverly Cano urged attorneys to accelerate the pace of the proceedings. Reed, who's 43 from Mansfield, of course, charged with second-degree murder of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. And if you want to hear audio of the trial, we have it here on this channel, or you can also get it on our specific channel for it, the case against Karen Reed. Is that what it's called? What's it called? What is the podcast called? I should know this. The Trial of Karen Reed. That's what it's called. The Trial of Karen.
We have
like 30 podcasts now, and they're focusing on different cases. The Trial of Karen Reed, if you just want courtroom testimony and then also commentary on the case specifically, you can find that there. Just search it on Apple Podcasts, and there you go. If you want it ad-free, you can get that as well when you become a subscriber of True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search that on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and you can get everything ad-free, all the stuff we do. People ask about that quite often. I feel like I should address this a few times, where you subscribe, then you have to subscribe then to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel to get the ad-free content. That's where that's all at, okay? Just so you know. Quote, we're taking an awful lot of time, an awful lot of these jurors' time. We're taking days and weeks. Let's not squander it by repetitive evidence or taking time like this that we shouldn't need to take. Let's move the case along, said Judge Cano in a statement that highlighted her frustration with the pace of the trial and exactly where it was going. Here's the judge. Let's listen.
So, jurors, I'm going to send you out for 5 minutes, okay?
So the jurors being herded to the other room. Go have a slice of Tombstone pizza.
Yeah.
And maybe a Capri Sun.
Those are fun.
Capri Suns?
Yeah.
You squeeze them and they fly out. It's not happy. Anyway, continuing on.
All right. So I thought you were going to cut them. Apparently, you probably don't have scissors. Let's get these so that they're acceptable to go to the jury. I mean, this just came in with the whole report on it.
I'm sorry?
This just came into evidence with the whole report, and that's not what you agreed to at sidebar.
Right. I mean, I guess we didn't have scissors, but what I was going to do, because it's folded, all I was going to show the jury was the part that got in.
But these are now in evidence.
Understand.
Okay, and that can't happen.
Understand.
So fix them. Do we have scissors, Mr. Clerk? Thank you.
Okay.
So why don't you fix them, run them through a copy machine. Sure. All right, we'll take a five-minute recess. And actually, this is probably a good time for me to say, you know, and it's not just the defense, it's not just the prosecution, but we're taking an awful lot of these jurors' times. We're taking days and weeks. Let's not squander it by, you know, repetitive evidence or taking time like this that we shouldn't need to take. Okay, let's move this case along. All right. All right. I'll be out in 5 minutes.
You can kind of hear her frustration in that. The trial unfolding the backdrop of the snow late in January night in 2022 centers around, of course, the tragic death of Officer John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer who was found deceased in a snowbank outside the home in Canton. Prosecutors allege that after a night of drinking, Reed struck O'Keefe with her SUV, leading to fatal injuries. In contrast, Reed's defense team asserts that another party is responsible for O'Keefe's death, setting the stage for a contentious battle in court. Tuesday's session was marked by testimony from a series of law enforcement witnesses, including Sergeant Michael Lank. Much of the focus was on the physical evidence collected at the scene, particularly a broken cocktail glass and a red piece of plastic found in the snow, which prosecutors believe O'Keefe was holding at the time he was hit. The evidence could be pivotal in linking Reed to the scene and establishing the circumstances of O'Keefe's death. Quote, no one has suggested when or how Reed's taillight was broken, but a video shown on Tuesday may begin to address the question of for the jury, noted to the Court Observer, hinting that the complex narrative being unraveled in the courtroom. Sergeant Lank's testimony also touched upon his personal connections to the case, revealing his past intervention in a dispute involving the brother of Brian Elpert, the owner of the property where O'Keefe was found. The revelation adds a layer of personal entanglements to an already very complex legal situation. And that is somewhat interesting testimony, but at the same point, I also question it, because it doesn't necessarily mean that he would have done anything else. Here's that testimony right here.
Yes, I know Chris.
How long have you known Chris?
Since childhood.
And how would you describe your relationship with Chris Albert?
Chris and I were pretty good friends growing up, right into our 20s, still friendly when I see him.
Back in 2002 in August, while you were off duty, were you out either drinking with Chris or in some way at a restaurant or a bar with Chris?
No.
Were you close in proximity to Chris when he was out drinking and at a bar?
No.
Was he at a restaurant?
I don't know where he was.
Were you at a bar?
I was.
At some point, did you realize that Chris was getting into some sort of a physical altercation with somebody else in a parking lot?
Yes.
Did you jump in into a fist fight in order to protect Chris Albert?
Chris actually approached my vehicle and started to describe an altercation that he had been in previously in the night.
Ultimately, when you realized that Chris Albert was in some sort of fracas, some sort of fight or altercation, you activated yourself as a police officer at the time.
He wasn't in a fracas when he approached my vehicle. He approached my vehicle and stated that he had been in an altercation earlier in the night with one of the LaPalato brothers, and that during that altercation, threats were made against him and his family, and he was seeking advice because he knew as a police officer as to how he should go forward. And as I was telling him what to do, that's when a group of men started to walk down Washington Street towards Chris, and he said, oh no, here they come.
Isn't it true that after Alfredo was handcuffed and, for all intents and purposes, physically incapacitated, you then approached Mark LaPalato?
No.
You got into a fight with Mark LaPalato, though?
Yes.
You punched him in the face?
At one point after he had struck me, yes.
So all of this situation emanated from you coming to the aid of Chris Albert, your friend, longtime childhood friend, correct?
It had nothing to do with it being Chris Albert.
Isn't it true that it had everything to do with it being Chris Albert?
No.
So just a regular random guy off the street, you would have conducted yourself the exact same way?
Absolutely.
They're trying hard to paint this as the conspiracy. And in this this situation, yeah, I think he would have probably done the same thing no matter who was coming up to him. It's just interesting as they try to paint all this into a corner of some sort of conspiracy. I just hope the jury kind of sees through it, because I don't see it being, I see people trying to somewhat protect each other a little bit, but I don't see it going to the level of everyone's like on the same page going, let's pretend that that let's hide something, like we beat the shit out of him in this house. I don't buy it. I just really don't thus far. If there's some other testimony that comes out or some evidence, I can be swayed. But as of right now, it's just looking like this was a horrible accident.
You know, there are days I waver. There are days where I'm like, this was a huge cover-up. And then other times, just a bunch of drunk people. And I don't know where to land on this, because one day I'll hear something and I'll go, oh, wait, that points to that. And then the next day I hear something that points to the other thing. I can't imagine being on the jury right now. Can you?
No. I mean, here's another example of it. This is firefighter Kate McLaughlin talking about being an acquaintance of Karen Reed. And then the other side, we're going to hear the defense of Karen Reed saying, you are more than that. And I don't know how it holds up. Here's that original testimony.
Ms. McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
Somebody named Caitlin Albert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Albert.
So do you know Caitlin Albert?
I do.
You're friends with Caitlin Albert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
And then here's a big gotcha moment from the defense of Karen Reed.
Late last night, we received another photo where Katie McLaughlin and Caitlin Albert are standing next to each other in a photo at a baby shower in June of 2021, about 8 months before John O'Keefe's death. It's very clear to us that Katie McLaughlin perjured herself. And I wanted to discuss the issue of the admissibility of not only the photographs that we're now providing that we just received over the weekend.
So she's in a photo with her at a baby shower. How is that perjuring herself? Just because you're in a photo with somebody doesn't mean you're like great friends. How many photos do you have with somebody that you're not great friends with that you're in? I think I have probably more photos that I'm in with people I don't fucking give a shit about than I do with people that I do care about, quite honestly.
You know, I've ended up in pictures with people that I, you know, granted it was when I was working in radio, but people I didn't really know.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you explain that? Sometimes it just happens. Well,
when you're at a baby shower.
No, I can't be in a picture.
You're at a baby shower. You're at a party. You're whatever. And like people are, let's take a picture. Great. You happen to be by the person you're at that moment in time. It could be because you're going over to get a couple more ham roll-ups and they happen to be at the ham roll-up plate or whatever it may be. It doesn't necessarily mean you're just like deep embedded buddies. And I know there's some pictures here. There's one I know that they said, well, they're in the hot tub together and they're almost like sitting in each other's laps. Okay, you're at a get together and people act silly after drinking a little bit. It doesn't necessarily still mean that you are in a really close relationship with that human being just because of the picture. I get what they're trying to do on the defense, and good for them. He's a very good defense attorney. But the reality is, I'm sorry, pictures don't necessarily always paint the true picture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they really don't. And it's just, you know, and now everybody's got, you know, cameras accessible to them.
Yeah.
People take pictures and you don't even know a picture's being taken half the time.
Exactly. I don't think she perjured herself. I think she underplayed the relationship. I do believe that because I went to high school with someone that was named that. That's a little underplaying it. But at the same point, I don't know. People are going to be people. They're going to like downplay things sometimes when they want to just honestly be accurate with the situation. There's not much more than, I mean, these pictures look one way, but the reality is another. I don't know. That's just my take on it. I don't think she perjured herself. I think it's probably an acquaintance type relationship, maybe a little bit more. Maybe they could consider themselves friends, but they're not one-on-one going out and doing anything. I don't know. And even if they were, still, that you are still going back to the whole idea that all of these people all got together in the matter of moments of realizing that this happened. And they all said, here's what our story is going to be going forward, period. Nobody deviate. It's almost like 20 some people. That's not going to happen. It just doesn't happen.
No. And Tony, here's the other thing. These are all licensed professionals. I was a former EMT. You have to uphold your license and do your job professionally. Just because they knew the people doesn't mean that they were going to sacrifice their license and do things that were illegal.
And then some of these people are very much acquaintances of this. And they're like, oh yeah, let me try and sacrifice all this because you just told me to do this right now. And we're all going to agree to do it in this weird conspiracy. It just doesn't add up. It does not add up. I mean, are there like little like glimpses here where it's like, well, that kind of looks like maybe a cover up of some sort? Or is it just humans, being the shitty humans that we are, trying to not look guilty in something where we're really not guilty, but you just kind of go along that road? I don't buy it. I don't buy that there's a huge conspiracy. I don't buy that you could actually get a conspiracy out of this with that many people involved and make it viable and make everybody still stand up to it. There'd be some person, one person in this group of almost 20 would say, I'm going to raise my hand and like say the reality here, and I'm going to be a savior of all this, because any one of them could do that. And it would be amazing. No one's doing that because I don't think it is that. Was there bad decisions?
They all seem to be saying the same story, don't they?
Yes. Was there bad policing? Was there bad work being done that day? Was evidence collected improperly? Yes, there was a lot of bad everything going on. Everyone was behaving not at their best by any means. Does, at the end of the day, does this add up to anybody that truly tried to murder John O'Keefe? I don't think so. I think it was a horrible accident. She was blackout drunk. I don't think she's aware that she did it. And should she be punished for it? Yeah. I mean, you're drunk driving, you hit somebody, basically, is what it is. It's involuntary manslaughter, vehicular manslaughter at the end of the day. I'm curious as to if they can downgrade the charges. In some states, you can. We recently saw a case, I think it was in Wisconsin, where the charge was able to be downgraded to a different charge that wasn't necessarily what the initial charge was because it was overcharged. I think if that's available here, maybe they'll take that up. Anyway, it's such a fascinating case. So many interesting facets to it every single day as we examine it. We'll keep following it right here.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.